This is Local Views of the News, last time in August, Aught 9. President O has said all along that he didn't plan to extract any retribution for misdeeds by the Bush administration, and that seemed like the high road. But his critics from the left have kept up a steady chorus of demands for criminal charges in some of the more obvious abuses of power by the previous tenants at the White House. Now Attorney General Eric Holder has sheepishly announced an investigation to determine whether there ought to be an investigation into CIA interrogation tactics. To put that in simpler terms, Holder claims to be considering a criminal investigation of the CIA people who tortured suspected terrorists. The announcement fails the aroma test on all sides. On the one hand, it's supposed to smell like a change in the hands-off policy, but on the other hand, if any criminal charges actually result, they won't be against the designers of the product, just against the handlers of the tools. Since it already was widely reported that discussions about torturous interrogation went all the way to the Oval Office, prosecution of the bullies who administered the blows would be more cowardly than doing nothing. I ran across a couple seemingly unrelated thoughts in my news sources this week which seemed to resonate a similar chord. Everything is connected in some way, of course, and the obscure connections bear at least as much wisdom as the obvious. First, there was the thought that some conservatives are calling the current attempts at health care reform an attack on health care. Compare this sort of language to the White South's response to the civil rights movement, an attack on our way of life. Or how about same-gender couples waging an attack on marriage, or the multicultural December holiday season as an attack on Christmas? Environmentalists are said to be attacking property rights. The definition of conservative, after all, is reluctant to change. When change overtakes them, people who call themselves conservatives feel like they're being attacked. That mentality fits right into a conservative view of economics, in which the talented and industrious reap the wealth, while those who lack wealth are undeserving. Any attempt to spread the wealth around a little more equitably, such as by providing health care, is an attack on that philosophy. That sort of explains why conservatives seem to have an inherent need to feel superior to someone. But why do people who call themselves conservative often seem a little short on sense of humor? I haven't heard a funny conservative since Bill Buckley died. This thought comes from a movie reviewer who said that comedies are reviewed more harshly because critics are conservatives. They laugh at the jokes, but they feel victimized, attacked, if you will, because they laughed. Humor works only when the humorist says or does the unexpected, and laughing is being fooled by the unexpected, a situation which makes the conservative uncomfortable. It's exactly like being overtaken by inevitable change. The conservative resents being tricked by that clever humorist, so he ends up criticizing the comedy to get the feeling of superiority back. So don't waste your best jokes on your conservative friends. You'll just make them angrier. One more thought on the conservative and liberal personalities. In the need to feel superior in the healthcare arguments, conservatives have been criticizing the healthcare systems of other countries. I've even heard European healthcare described as cruel and brutal. The Europeans, feeling attacked themselves, have replied that healthcare is provided more or less equally to everyone as a matter of principle. Principle. What a concept. Conservatives on this side of the pond like to view the role of government in purely economic terms. Good policy is that which pays. If it costs, it's bad policy, and people who call themselves liberals get sucked into that discussion. Liberals are always trying to figure out how to make peace and justice profitable so they can sell it to the conservatives. Once in a while, I'd like to hear a liberal say, "Screw the conservatives, we're doing this because it's right." One liberal who could and would do that was Ted Kennedy. His death this week doesn't change the political landscape in any significant way, but it's a leadership void for those in power who still embrace the term liberal, and no doubt he takes some fascinating secrets to his grave. And that's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily do the right thing for KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@calloki.com.